News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, instead of trying to educate parents about childhood obesity, how about educating the children themselves? That's the view of our next guest, Brenda Parr, Sunday Times and Daily Mail columnist. Brenda, in your piece, you write, we need a Greta Thunberg for child obesity. Why do you say that?
Well, I'll tell you why. I guess it seems that we are losing the battle to get parents to have children eat healthily and eat sensibly, if you like, because one in four Irish children are now obese. So something is clearly amiss. And I suppose what prompted me, Shane, was I was listening to an interview with one of the little kids, well, not little, I guess, I think he's a first year, from Cork, actually, who had submitted a project to the Young Scientists. And what they did, you know, blindingly simple, dead obvious thing, they tried to see if there was a connection between home economics, as it's kind of untrendily called, I guess, but, you know, basically food, nutrition, science that kids do in school, and obesity. So they interviewed 200 kids, 100 of them who studied home economics and 100 who didn't. And guess what? They found the ones who didn't had something like a 24% increase in their obesity levels. They were less healthy than the children who learned a little bit about healthy eating in school. And, you know, it seems as though if we leave it to parents, just as, and the comparison I was drawing was with climate change, with environmental issues, you know, I don't know about you, but in certainly in my house, the impetus to address the way I shop or travel you know, use plastics or whatever comes from my teenagers. They're the ones going, well, you know, why'd you buy that? Why did that have to be wrapped? Why are you drinking water out of a plastic bottle or whatever? And it seems to me that it's the children you need to educate. You need to say, look, you're all concerned about the environment, and that's fantastic. But there is no point in, you know, looking at a clear blue sky through the window of an intensive care unit in 30 years' time because you have type 2 diabetes or you have cardiac issues. So start eating healthily now and start telling your parents what is or what isn't acceptable, because they don't know.
You know, the counter-argument, I think you refer to it in your column, will be if you obsess about this too much, if you focus on it too much, it's you know, it's dangerous. It can lead to eating disorders and so on.
I think that's such a lazy cop-out of an argument. I mean, eating disorders, terrible as they are a mental health issue. That'd be a bit like saying, let's not let children into the kitchen to cook because some children use knives against themselves to self-harm. Totally different issues. And, you know, again, with all due respect to that awful, awful condition, one in four children are not affected by it. One in four is overweight, is fat, is obese. We don't like to use the word fat, but these are children who should be running, who should be able to play, who need apparently extra large school uniforms to be ordered for them now, extra large desks. I mean, something is clearly gone awry, and to use the anorexia argument is bonkers. What I'm saying is, if you start teaching children from an early age what is healthy, then, you know, if some of them are to take, you know, well, maybe I should starve myself to near death from that, out of that lesson, then really that's just so perverse that there's nothing really you can do to control it. Instead, you know, you don't harp on what's bad. Instead, I guess the way to approach it would be to say, look, here is the impact on your skin, because, you know, girls' schools apparently are particularly affected by this, on your skin, your hair, your energy levels, your concentration span, if you eat XYZ.
Okay.
And emphasise the good. And you know, unfortunately, there will be children who will always, and there'll be young people and who will always, you know, take the wrong message. But you can't sacrifice everybody else on that altar, I don't think.
Okay, very interesting. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Brenda Parr there, Sunday Times and Daily Mail columnist. Do you agree with Brenda? Do we need a Greta Thunberg for child obesity? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.